project defense leaders see as the first building block of their third offset strategy is coming online. That was fast. The Joint Interagency Combined Space Operations Center is meant to protect satellites from potential attack, including ones owned by other federal agencies or allied countries. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
The Joint Interagency Combined Space Operations Center, or JIXPOC, is the fourth and last of a series of experimentation periods since it was first created last October at Shriver Air Force Base in Colorado. Initially, officials are using the center to think through ways for DoD and the intelligence community to protect their space-based communications and surveillance capabilities from anti-satellite weapons. Robert Work is the Deputy Secretary of Defense.
We know that our potential competitors have looked at the space capabilities that we've assembled and have said, wow, if we ever did cross swords with the United States, this would be an advantage that we would not like them to have. So they have been planning to attack our constellations. So we have considered space a sanctuary for quite some time, and therefore a lot of our systems are big, expensive, enormously capable, but enormously vulnerable.
Work, speaking at a D.C. forum organized by the Washington Post, says DoD views the JIXPOC as the first operational element of the third offset strategy, which generally seeks to keep DoD ahead of the military technology curve by combining commercial and military-specific innovations in creative ways, including through human-machine teaming and deep learning computing systems. In the case of space, that will mean shifting the U.S. government's capabilities from large multi-million-dollar satellites to constellations of many more cheaper and smaller satellites that, in theory, would not only boost information gathering and communications capabilities, but be much harder for a potential adversary to destroy with a missile.
Well, when Secretary Carter left as the Deputy Secretary of Defense, he thought that we had this breakthrough. But when he left, the idea kind of went away. So we've been working really hard, and I have to tell you, the intelligence community has been right with us from the beginning. This has been totally, it's the joint is all of the services. Interagency is DoD with our other government partners. Combined is our allies. And SPOC, well, you have to have SPOC in something about space. You're right, David. I mean, this is something we have been doing experiments with our interagency partners and saying, what would happen if this attack occurred? How would we operate in real time and reconfigure? It's been a tremendous success. We're very excited about it.
Although the JIXPOC is mainly focused on DoD and the intelligence community's existing satellites for the moment, officials also plan to use it to make much more use of the burgeoning commercial space industry's capabilities for government purposes. Work mentioned one such company in particular, San Francisco-based Planet Labs.
They're going to have 150 satellites. They're about this big. They have a 15-inch Cassegrain telescope, and they have a camera on it. And they're going to be a single orbit, a sun-synchronous orbit, with 150 of what they call these doves. And the flock will just take pictures straight down to a second, day in, day out, in daylight. It will be a line scanner of the entire Earth, because in a sun-synchronous orbit, every single portion of the Earth will rotate under this orbit. They're going to be bringing down 10 terabytes of data a day. And we will use deep learning machines to say what is happening on the globe. And so what you'll see is how could an adversary, I'm going to go after 150 of these little things this big. It's very expensive to fire an ASAT. So by using a combination of commercial technologies plus disaggregating our own constellation, we're confident we're going to be able to survive any type of concerted attack and continue to provide the support that our warfighters need.
In the space domain and in the rest of the technological spaces DoD wants to pursue via its offset strategy, the department is taking extra care in recent months to reassure its traditional vendors that it is not abandoning them, despite the recent hype involving its creation of the new Defense Innovation Unit Experimental in Northern California and Defense Secretary Ashton Carter's many public proclamations emphasizing the need to reestablish links with Silicon Valley. Carter and Frank Kendall, the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics, met with executives from traditional prime defense contractors in a closed-door, off-the-record session that the companies had requested earlier this week.
We also have one of the most innovative, if not the most innovative, defense industrial base in the world. Our big primes, they are constantly coming to us and saying, we can use weapons in this way. This is a different way for us. Here's a new idea. They are very, very innovative. What the secretary has said is, just as I said, this is more like the interwar period, where everyone knew there was radio, everyone knew there was mechanization, and everyone knew that where there was aviation. And a lot of those advances were occurring in the private sector. And it was only certain competitors, like Germany, who said, well, if I put them together in this way, I'll have a big advantage. The secretary wants to tap into the commercial things that are military relevant, like artificial intelligence, autonomy, et cetera. And he just wants to make sure that we connect operational problems that we have in the Pentagon with the commercial sector, where if they have ideas, we'll be able to have that free flow of ideas. The secretary calls this permeability. He's constantly saying, how do we get different ideas in, and how do we make people outside the department understand our problems?
In Washington, Jared Serbu, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.